We continue our scripture reading, coming today to chapter 4 of 1 Samuel. I'm going to read verses 1 to 11. And from time to time, we find, not only in biblical history, but in our history, that God permits incredible calamities to befall his people. And he has a purpose in doing so, and his purpose is to advance his redemptive work. And one of the great calamities is recorded in our passage. The Philistines, the rival neighbors of Israel, are enabled by God to completely destroy them in battle. And not only that, but the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord is lost, and it is captured by the Philistines. And the story is not a difficult one. The Hophni and Phinehas are the wicked sons of the high priest Eli, and the Philistines attack. They defeat the Israelites. The Israelite elders, they go to where the ark is, and they're gonna get this magic box. So it's great. We got supernatural power. We're gonna take it out there. It's gonna work for us, and it doesn't work. And the reason for that is that God's grace does not work that way. There is no on-off switch on the Ark of the Covenant. And the same is true with things like our sacraments and the life of the church. It is always but through faith alone, an authentic relationship with the Lord. What we learn in this passage is the Lord does not accept or bless a false, outward, hypocritical faith and religion. That's exactly what they were. Hophni and Phinehas, we read it earlier, they were the worst. They're just exploiting people. They're just indulging their own pleasures while going through this fraud of being priests. And the Lord is angry. And what's particularly galling is that they want to make of the Ark of the Covenant, which is a symbol of God's grace amongst them, God's presence. And they're going to carry it out there like it just works for them. Well, God's going to show them it doesn't work that way. Many Christians today have that view about things like the sacraments. The Roman Catholic Church teaches the doctrine of ex opere operato. By the doing it is done. Just open your mouth and in goes the wafer. I don't want to be crass about it, but that's what's going on. And it just works regardless of the godliness of the minister, the faith of the person. But see, the Bible says no, those things do matter. It's through faith that we're blessed by God's grace. God is not blind. God's not a fool. God's not going to bless hypocrisy. Now, you might argue that we're going through a time that looks like a calamity. We are part of a historical movement that sees the collapse of Christianity in the West. And with the collapse of Christianity, abandonment of Christianity is the collapse of society. And what we're living in, it's not just America, it's the once Christian West, is embracing a neo-paganism of advanced proportions despite the obvious destruction to ourselves. And the question for us, we might say, what's God's doing? Well, there's biblical wisdom there. But the question for us to ask ourselves is, if we become like Hophni and Phinehas, are we making Christianity, we collectively, a means to our ends, and our ends ego-driven and sinful-driven? Well, what we need to be like is what's found in the first verse. The word of the Lord came to all Israel. Because there is hope in this passage, and the hope comes from a little boy and all of his weakness. But he's going to be a sincere servant of God, and God's going to reveal his word through Samuel. And so in times of calamity, when there's Hophni and Phinehas around us, and God's angry, and he's not playing games, and there's collapse and judgment, what we need are little Samuels. We need a generation of Christians who believe in the Bible, and who humble ourselves before God, and who appeal to Christ in sincere faith, and are being changed by his grace. That's what Samuel was like as a boy. And if we will proclaim the word of the Lord as he did, there's always hope. There will be a greater blessing. Well, with these things said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of 1 Samuel 4. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out to battle against the Philistines. They encamped at Ebenezer, and the Philistines encamped at Aphek. The Philistines drew up in line against Israel, and when the battle spread, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 men on the field of battle. And when the troops came to the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord here from Shiloh, that it may come among us and save us from the power of our enemies." So the people sent to Shiloh and brought from there the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Hosts, who was enthroned on the cherubim. and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, who were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. As soon as the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel gave a mighty shout so that the earth resounded. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shouting, they said, "What does this great shouting in the camp of the Hebrews mean?" And when they learned that the Ark of the Lord had come to the camp, the Philistines were afraid, for they said, "A God has come into the camp." And they said, "Woe to us, for nothing like this has happened before. Woe to us, who can deliver us from the power of these mighty gods? These are the gods who struck the Egyptians with every sort of plague in the wilderness. Take courage and be men, O Philistines, lest you become slaves to the Hebrews, as they have been to you. Be men and fight." So the Philistines fought, and Israel was defeated, and they fled every man to his home, and there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 foot soldiers, and the Ark of God was captured, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.